This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Chronic wasting disease, and always fatal, and definitely complex neurological disease afflicting cervids across North America and beyond.
More than 50 years after its discovery, the impacts of this disease are ramping up quickly, while hunters are having to make tough decisions about how they hunt and feed their families.
What does this mean for the future of big game hunting? What can be done to stop the spread and conserve our hunting traditions?
The Chronic Wasting Disease Chronicles explores these issues with leading experts from around the country and looks hopefully to a future full of healthy, wild cervid populations.
Brought to you by NWF Outdoors and Artemis. Welcome to the Chronic Wasting Disease Chronicles. Hey everybody, this is Aaron Kindle. And I am one of the co-hosts of the NWF Outdoors podcast. And I have with me Ashley Chance, who's one of the co-hosts of our Artemis podcast. And we are doing a special series to tackle the issue of chronic wasting disease. And Ashley, let's just start out with you first, just kind of telling us what we're looking at here. What are you thinking about as we embark on this journey?
So I've been hunting for, 15, 16 years now, since I was a kid. And I'm assuming a lot of our listeners have been hunting maybe in that same time frame, but maybe much longer. And just in the time that I have been pursuing deer, CWD has gone from something that not really anybody I hunted with knew much about to an absolute explosion in some different parts of the country. And in recent years, that has become even more pronounced. It's advanced in many more places and much more quickly than it was previously. So I feel like we're at a point now where we need to kind of dig into this a little bit and talk about it and try to get hunters out there to understand, you know, maybe some things that they didn't know before, or just kind of revitalize it. Because I feel like for a lot of the people that know about CWD, it's kind of a tired story, right? Like it's out there and it's bad and we know that, but what do you do? And I want to talk about what we can do.
Well, good. And I'm a little older than you, as we know, and I kind of know it as this thing that's persisted for a while, and it kind of has these ebbs and flows, and it's just enigmatic. It's why haven't we, after all these years, just taken this thing out? And how does it keep spreading and growing? And now, you know, we've got it in Idaho now. It's spread to a few different states. And what the heck's the deal? And I think so we should say too, the idea of this podcast is to have, it's a special series, and to have a several episodes with many different guests, everybody from experts on CWD to captive cervids to, you know, how the state agencies are dealing with it, and kind of really give our listeners just a broad overview. And I should also say that, you know, their opinions are not necessarily ours or NWF's or Artemis. We don't know. We're kind of lay people too, right? We're not scientists. At least I'm not. And, you know, the opinions we're going to give are probably the opinions of a lot of folks that are just average Joe and Jane hunters. We're out here just trying to explore, like, what the heck gives with this thing? You know, what is it? You know, I think a lot of people just don't even know what it is. They don't know what prions are. They don't know how those worked, how they move through, you know, the environment. Why has it lasted so long? Who is there somebody to blame? I mean, I don't want to point blame, and I don't think there really is any one person, but I bet a lot of people out there are going, whose fault is this? You know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, so I feel like I have a pretty good handle on the science, the biology side of CWD because of my background, my education and previous work experience. But I know that there's so much more to the issue that I don't understand, whether it be, you know, the forces that come together to create or prevent rules around CWD, you know, whether it be carcass movement restrictions or movement of live deer or testing or, you know, trying to thin herds out in an organized way, whatever it might be, I want to dig in and learn more about what those forces are and how they've shaped the place we find ourselves in today.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And, you know, as we were talking about this, we were coming to it from a common love of cervids. You know, we love moose, we love elk, we love deer. We don't want them to struggle. It means, you know, less hunting tags. It means, you know, folks being nervous and scared about eating infected animals. I think from my perspective and the way we've talked about it so far, it's about, you know, us kind of taking a layperson's ride through this issue, asking the people who actually know, and through that, trying to help convey that information to other regular folks who maybe don't know a ton about it and just want to get a good overview, and hopefully can do that through a handful of episodes.
Yep. Yeah. I think accessible information is going to be something really good that comes from this, because a lot of the information you could sleuth out on the internet, but it would take you a long time and you'd have to comb through a lot of stuff to get to some of the things that might be hard to uncover. We're going to try to deliver on the front end here, I think.
Yeah. So look for, you know, just us asking what, you know, I might feel like are dumb questions at times, just because it's complicated. It's biology, it's pathology, it's epidemiology. It's a lot of thick subjects, and there's a lot of history here. And, you know, this disease has been around that we know of since, you know, the 60s. So we're 50 some years in and still don't have a total handle on it. And there's things like legislation that's been introduced recently. And we're hoping to talk to Representative Kind in Wisconsin. It looks like we will about that, the sponsor of the bill. You know, what do we need to do from a congressional level? How does that help state agencies, tribes, all the folks who have to deal with this, and just take this journey with us? And we'll bring Artemis's expertise in with Ashley's voice and my voice from the NWF Outdoors perspective, and maybe a little bit of a generational difference from a young person to a guy like me. But I think folks are going to enjoy listening to this, and there's going to be a lot of good information. And our goal is to have our listeners walk away with, hey, I kind of get how CWD started, what it is, what the options are, what the tools are in the toolbox, and what we as average hunters and wildlife advocates can go do to be helpful.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to do something, hopefully at the end of this, you'll know what that could be, what your options are, like you said.
Well, let's go have some fun with this. We also, as much as it's a kind of a dramatic and sober topic, I think we'll try to have some fun like we always do, and hopefully get folks a really accessible way to learn about this. And so check it out and look for it here. When we actually put this little piece out, we'll tell you a date that we'll launch the first episode, but look for it. And we appreciate you listening. Anything else you want to give us before we sign off on this little promo, Ashley?
I don't know. I mean, one of the things you had mentioned, kind of some the new legislation and stuff like that, there's also been some advances on the science side of things as far as detecting prions in live animals and some stuff that could be very groundbreaking moving forward that could actually hopefully facilitate some real positive change. So we're hopeful. It's not going to be all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can explore and explain those things. We won't be explaining them, but hopefully our guests can explain them in a way that everybody can be privy to that information.
Yeah, and maybe a tiny teaser. We hope to have someone specifically who can maybe explain that live test as good as just about anyone, and from the place where we've heard about it being developed. So little teaser, check that one out. Look for it. We'll let you go, folks, for now, but look for the CWD Chronicles coming up, brought to you by NWF Outdoors and Artemis.
The Chronic Wasting Disease Chronicles,
a production of NWF Outdoors and Artemis.